Today's September 11th. I don't know what you were doing on September 11th, 2001, but I was sitting down in my office working, and Jessica started screaming like mad. And I ran up the steps, and I stood at the top of the steps, about one step down, for probably 25 or 30 minutes. I was just in such shock to see what was going on. And then a year ago, Benghazi was attacked on September 11th, and nothing has happened. September 11th is a sad day in our history. And I don't know if you've been watching or listening to any news today on the radio or on the television. It seems like all they want to talk about is trouble, 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 problem, problem, problem. How awful this is and how awful that is. There's a passage in James that I'd like us to think about and how that fits with all of what I've been talking about. In James, the 5th chapter, in verse number 13. We don't have any problems with the first part of this verse, but I'm afraid sometimes we aren't as good at following the last part. James 5:13 said, "If anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise." Suffering. We don't have a problem remembering our need to pray then. And we focus too much of the time on our suffering. And if we're not careful, talking to God is more like a 911 call, something we do when we find ourselves in a difficult spot, then it ought to be. Talking to God, though, praising Him, ought to be what we do in every situation. When we're hurting or sad, we pour our hearts out to Him. I mean, yes, there's terrible things happened on this day, but some great things did, too. World Trade Centers are back up. Our economy is looking better. Things are moving along. We're getting a new preacher. Lots of good things are happening. And when we're joyful, when we recognize that we have been blessed, then we praise Him. Or we should. But you know, too many times, it's easy. Oh, God's blessed me so much. And go on and never stop and say, thank you. There was a poster on my computer 2 or 3 days ago, and it said, "Dear Lord, I just want to stop and say thank you. I'm not asking for anything. All I'm doing is saying thank you. And Lord, I acknowledge I don't do that enough." And I thought, wow. Wow. Do I need to do that more often? Do I need to think that way? Now, Jesus recognizes our lives have ups and downs. We have problems just like everybody has problems. And when we do, we pray about them. Just like Richard and Jessica in their house. We pray about those things. But we should also recognize when God gives us so many joys, so many wonderful things. What's right in your life today? What do you have to be praising God about? Can you hear the birds singing outside? That's a joy. Perhaps you're taking a walk on a little cooler time of the day, and you see all the blessings that surround us. Most of us really have quite a few things to smile about. As I look around the room, I don't see too many of us showing signs of starvation. We all look well clothed. We didn't have any problem getting here. And hopefully we won't have any problems getting home. And those are just the material things. And when you think about the spiritual blessings that we have, we can thank God for a soft bed and a comfortable house, for water to drink and food to eat, because there are parts of the world where they don't have water to drink and food to eat. They have to walk miles every day to get water to bring back home. Healthy kids, faithful friends, a stable, peaceful country. How much would Syrians give to have the peace and the stability that we have in this country? Oh, is everything perfect? Of course not. But wow. And most of all, we have Christ. We have Christ. Even if we have problems, which we do, nothing can dampen the fact that we're forgiven. We're forgiven. Think about that. Washed from sin. Washed in the blood. Justified. Sanctified. And soon to be glorified. So, I suggest very strongly, and I think James would agree with me, that we take some time to praise God. Just think of a short list of all the blessings that God has poured into your life. Oh, sure, we got our aches and our pains. We have our disappointments and we have our frustrations. We have our discouragements. We have our days and our times. But overall, we are so blessed. We need to thank God. But I want you to especially thank Him for giving you hope in the crucified, buried, and risen Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. When you think about your life, have you been fulfilling both halves of that verse? We need to. We need to praise Him for all that we have. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him. Can we help you in some way? Can we pray with you, pray for you? Please, won't you come right now while Steve leads us?